I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Guys, I'm not going to lie, we're going to keep this very quick because it's a sweat box in here.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
We have, I know we've talked about loads on the show, but we have building works going on and it's cut our aircon off. It's a feckin' sauna in here.
Let now, me tell you the story, 22 verses long, of the woman who dildoed and idled along. I don't know why that stuck in my head.
That was lovely, and that brought all the entertainment we need for the podcast.
Do you think?
So
what was that song?
I don't know.
I
just remember it from Republic of Telly.
It was really well done. I thought it was a Dubliners gig.
And it was Bernard O'Shea sang it in Republic of Telly, and he went, "Let me tell you the story, 22 verses long, about a woman who dildoed and idled along."
Can
that
I
was
just
very good.
Just before we go, I really like, and I think you could do it really well, The Rocky Road of Dublin. I really like that one.
On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's in the
Hop
film
the
Sinners.
And I wish I knew the lyrics. Hop the hare. And I just know, to be honest, I just know the Trapattoni's army, everybody sing.
This made me want to go in the Lash Temple Bar and it's only 10 a.m.
The film Sinners is very good and it features that film.
Is it
that song?
It?
That song, does it?
Yeah.
Hop the hare.
Because it's vampires, but the guy who plays the vampire is Irish.
Have you ever saw the Trinitones sing that?
No.
They're in a pub and they just, it's kind of like a flash mob, but like they sing a song and they're just sitting in the pub and then all of them go, hop the hare. It's so good.
I love the word, I love it when they go Dublin. I like
Dublin. Dublin.
On the way to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Very, I'm the one who wants to. I'm sweating. But anyone finish House of Guinness yet?
No, I'm only on episode 2.
I haven't even started.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
We'll revert back.
Let's go. David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Storm Day.
Yeah, Storm Day today.
Everyone be safe. Everyone batten down the hatches. Yeah. And
do you know what's funny? It really did kick off in parts yesterday, though, didn't it? Is it one of those kind of roundy lads?
I have no idea. I know nothing. All I know now is that it's not called Ophelia because of Alex on News. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's a reference to, I think there's a song about someone called Ophelia on Taylor Swift's new album out today. In fairness to him,
I never would have got that.
You have to kind of give credit where it's due.
I'm giving credit to you. I'm not giving credit to him.
Alex,
I never would have got that. Alex is a Swiftie. I kind of understand that. You getting that reference is very impressive.
Am I right in saying that there's some kind of a reference to someone called Ophelia on Taylor Swift's new album?
Yes, and it's the name of a new song. It's called The Fate of Ophelia.
Oh, well,
and
there you go.
Playing it after 8.
Ah.
Did you catch that? So the 5-word weather from Alex was another storm not called Ophelia.
Very good.
I thought it was quite clever.
I mean, there's a bit of weather
but
in there.
I was impressed with Emma knowing that because I know so many people who would never have known that.
I only know that because Callum told me this morning we're playing her new songs.
Are we all looking for? I know you're saying it's Storm Day, but today is Tay Day.
It's Tay Day. It's Storm Day. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's all the days.
It's a great day.
It's a good day.
It's a great day.
We're playing
day.
Nothing but Taylor between 5 and 6 later on, by the way. That's going to be good crack for your
PM.
Swiftie.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, good start, Dave.
Let's do it. Hold on, hold on. Hey, yo, what's up? This is Justin Bieber. Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Ooh,
let's spin, baby.
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Fiona off today. She'll be back with us next week. She's had a wedding today, actually, isn't she?
Oh, is that today?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Not her own.
No, I hope not.
Okay.
Because I have a dress for that, and that's in 5 weeks' time. Listen, there is a new kind of little, I don't know if it's an incentive, would you call this PR stunt perhaps, but maybe some people are into this. I don't think I'd be too arsed, I was going to say. Can I say arsed? What is it, too arsed? Arsed is okay. I've said it now. The Holiday Inn Express Group have launched and are going to enact their first ever scent-based alarm clock. This is to improve guests'
sleep. This is the most pure thing I've ever heard.
It is. I get you, but it is actually going to happen, and legitimately. So
it's giving April Fools back in like the day when Google released the Google Smells.
Oh my god! And everyone was sniffing their phones.
Yeah, remember that? That was gas.
I was one of those people. I was like, really?
So sorry.
Yeah, because I was like, why? It's so annoying that you can like have conversations on FaceTime and stuff, but you can't be like, can I have one of those minstrels? Come on,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I hope so. But they're looking at They've obviously done a lot of research in the markets that they're going to launch this in. The participating hotels are in Singapore, Thailand, Japan, and then they're also going into Australia and New Zealand. And you can choose from various scents. In Australia and New Zealand, you can be woken up to the smell of coffee, bacon, or a blueberry muffin. Meh. And blueberry muffin's a lovely scent, I have to say.
I really was about nice. To ask, does that even have a scent?
It would do if it's baking. You okay. know, you'd have kind of the blueberry through the baking thing. It's kind of like home baking with an extra bit of pizzazz and yeah. a bit of health kind of a thing. A nashi pear is what people in Japan have voted for most that they'd like. I don't know what a nashi pear is versus a regular pear, but maybe some kind of a lovely pear. A mango in Singapore pear. And Thailand. Mango's a lovely smell, isn't it?
Nashi, P-E-A-R, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Nashi pear. Oh, it's like just like, I think it's a pear cut into, it's just an Asian pear.
It's just an Asian pear. Okay. Now 58% of Asia Pacific travellers say a pleasant smell improves wake up experience, and apparently loads of people are struggling with sleep and they skip breakfast when they're away from home. That's not a thing for me. I'm like, get me down to breakfast.
I'm always a struggler with the hotel breakfast just because I never make it out of bed on time.
I know.
It's
yeah.
like, don't be stopping the hotel breakfast at 9:30.
Like,
it's
cruel. Holidays yeah. for me have become tough when I go with Piva, my girlfriend, because she loves a hotel breakfast yeah. so she's down, and if it's, most hotels breakfast stop at like 10
yeah.
maybe at a push half 10 these days That's way too early for me.
Both of yeah. you are staying in a hotel tonight for an yes. event you're going to. Will you be at breakfast in the morning?
Not a chance.
Really?
Oh, I will be.
No, you will be, but you like to get your money's worth.
Well, I will be filling up my Tupperware. We've spoken about that before. Because the hotel that I'm staying at has these lovely...
He's Ross from Friends. He takes the light bulbs and the batteries out of the remote.
He goes home with three new towels.
They have lovely breakfast potatoes. But I was down in Cork a couple of weekends ago, and their breakfast, the hotel that I was staying in, it was at the weekend, didn't stop until 11:30.
Oh, legends. Fantastic.
That's
that
what you need.
Is
that's
perfect.
The way to do it.
And you know
it.
You're putting, you know the kitchen staff are putting themselves under massive pressure there to turn everything around for lunchtime, and you're like, respect to you.
Yeah.
That's typical Cork as well. Just sound people. Dublin, people. Like, are you out of bed at 7 a.m? No, will you miss breakfast?
Yeah, tough half like.
Dinner at 8 a.m.
Speaking of Cork, there's a hotel in Cork called the Kingsley, and I know loads of hotels do this, but I just remember because I stayed at this one before with my friend years ago. And when you check in, you're like, can I get breakfast to the room?
That's where I stayed, and they did not give me that offer.
Well, you need to ask for it, and they just rock up to the door, give you a little knock.
Do you know what? I don't know how we got onto this,
and off you go.
But I do love when you can choose how many sausages you want without having to ask someone.
Yes.
Do you know when someone's like over it, and you're like, sausages, please, and they put two on, you're like, I'll have literally six.
Yeah.
At that hotel, they did. There was the buffet breakfast, but then you could also get things cooked fresh as well.
Yeah,
it was a double dip.
Would you like an omelette?
Yes. Guy, and I think it was you and I spoke about this before, Dave, about the omelette makers. There's this guy in the Hilton when I stayed in Stockholm last January, and he was the light of my life every morning, flipping around on the spot. Would you like in it? That is an elite touch.
So good.
An omelette on the spot. Anyway, we've gone off topic.
That's okay.
Hotel breakfast.
I'm like, starving.
You can't beat a hotel breakfast.
They should do that. Like, hear me out. This is the best idea. Do not take this. Do not steal this, because I'm going to bring this to someone. Deliveroo. Hotel breakfast.
Wow.
Isn't that just Deliveroo regular breakfast?
No, because there's something special about hotel breakfast.
No, you're right. That is an epic shout. And think of all the waste from those buffets.
Oh, can you imagine it? I literally just stand outside the service entrance door.
Look, there's a Premier Inn across the road where we just run over.
Go on, lads. Yeah. We'll see you later, right?
You can't say that and not follow up. I'm starving. This is C-Mat and Euro Country. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dirty cash, I want you. Dirty cash, I need you.
Pause up! And Adventures of Stevie G. Stevie V. Stevie G. Oh, he was a DJ as well, wasn't he, back
Stevie
in the day?
Stevie G, Stevie Gerrard.
Stevie Gerrard, footballer.
Well, do you know who was? Sorry, now, this is a bit of a random rogue mention, but when I was a teenager, I grew up listening to a radio station called Beat, and the guy on every evening, back when I was 13, was a guy called Stevie G.
Really?
That's my story, yeah.
Stevie G on Beat.
Stevie G on Beat a long time ago.
Interesting.
Like, I'm going back to when I was, like, maybe 11, 12. Yeah, a long time ago. What's the crack?
I've been telling you the last couple of days that I was like looking at a new car and stuff like that, and I went to test drive one the other day, I think 2 days ago, and while I was test driving it, he tested out my car, and
if you could get a few quid for your
car, get a trade in, you know, and they were like, yeah, we literally can't buy your car at all.
That's so disappointing.
He was, I think, that close to being like, your car is gross. He didn't say those words, but he was a very nice boy.
You were driving home from in your own car afterwards.
In my own car afterwards, I was like, I hate you. You're disgusting.
How did you not even impress them for a minute?
You're sticky and you're gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst thing is, I've been in your car a couple of times. I really like
it. I love my
car. But that's the thing. Dave's car is glass. Oh, it's just so upsetting when you're like, oh, this is worth nothing to you. Yeah, okay, yeah. Great, thanks.
So I went to one of the bigger kind of car garages who are kind of known for actually doing trade-ins and stuff like that.
I have a weird feeling in my belly.
I went in yesterday, and here's first off what I really, really enjoy about going to buying to go and like have a look at cars and stuff like that is the sales people. And if the salesperson is listening, I'm sorry, but I find these things really funny. They point out random things on the car when they have nothing else to say. So I genuinely, I swear, he was like, yeah, you've the nice Polo logo there, or you've the nice Golf logo there on the lettering there in the back of the car.
Oh, no way. Really? Wow.
Full function.
What a treat.
My favourite one. Full functioning steering wheel. I'd hope so.
I mean, bare minimum here, man. Thank
Four
you.
Wheels.
At one point, he went, you've two cup holders.
Oh, wow.
The car comes as standard with a glove compartment. Oh. Glove box, like. Jeez. I was like, oh, that's unreal.
Does it have a boot as well, you mad thing?
Two wipers. And if you count, there's four doors there. I was like, ah, incredible. Thank you very much.
Thrilled, worth every cent.
Yeah. And so I went in and I had a look at this lovely white Golf and I test drove it around the car park and then he let me out to the road.
Isn't test driving cars mad? You're like, I'm not insured, really.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it's mad.
And then I came back and I was like, oh, fine. So I bought a new car.
I had a feeling. Doors, a fully functioning steering wheel.
It's crazy. The word Golf on the back. Yeah.
I love how you
my new car.
Oh,
everybody.
Dave, that is sexy.
It's a 2019 Golf.
We both have white cars now.
I know.
Yeah, you're good at about that, aren't you?
I am kind of good at it. Now, this is the thing, right?
I'm so happy for you. Well done.
Thank you.
You've been saying this for a long time.
I have, but I'm also really, really, really depressed.
Because it's cost you every last cent.
I'm
probably.
So poor now.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so poor. And I'm going on holiday in like 2 weeks and I'm like, Pippa, you're paying for everything. Pippa at one point yesterday said...
What every girlfriend loves to hear.
Pippa, my girlfriend yesterday just went, yes, literally went, she was like, listen, if you need a bit of money, just let me know. And I was like, thank you, sugar mama. I really appreciate you.
That's excellent. Listen, what I will say about having a white car is it's actually grand. It's just that you did get it at a bad time of year.
Yes,
because you're going to start off with...
Yeah.
And especially... Although you don't really go too far in the sense that like you do motorway to Galway sometimes, but like you're not down random little back roads too often.
Never.
And that's where they're going to get filthy. They'd be grand.
If it's outside the M50, I don't really go there.
Exactly. So it'll be absolutely fine. Congratulations. Stop being so sad.
It's just so much money and I don't have the car yet. It needs to go and get NTT'd and all that kind of crack. So I'm just like, I've paid so much money. But to be fair to the place, do you remember the place from 2 days ago that didn't give me any money for my car?
Yeah.
They wouldn't buy my car. They wouldn't trade it in. Yesterday's place gave me 4,000 for it.
Yes!
Wow!
Is that unreal?
Go on, the Astra.
I was like, from zero to four. It's unbelievable.
Does that just 4,000
You're probably rubbing your hands with glee. Thanks,
God. I was like, God, I hope they don't drive.
Delighted for you.
Hey! It's Tay-Day on Spin.
Give it up for Taylor Swift.
You ready? Massive day live for the showgirl. Life of a showgirl. The showgirl. Confirm, Colin, please. Life of a showgirl, I believe. It's out today. It's her 12th studio album. I saw a stat this morning on Twitter when I woke up. Someone saying that, do you remember her album Reputation, which was the one where her reputation was in the bin thanks to the Kardashians and Kanye and everything? That was 6 albums ago.
Crazy.
Which is now halfway through her discovery.
She just turns them out.
Isn't that amazing? I still feel like that's such a recent one. We are going to play one of her new songs from the album The Fate of Ophelia after 8 o'clock. Really good reviews for the album as well. Apart from The Guardian, they're the only ones who are like, boring.
Really?
The rest, I think.
They look to be different, don't
and
they?
And they do. They do. They're looking for €2 to read the review as well. And at 5 o'clock this evening, we're going full ham. A full hour of Taylor Swift hits, the new album tracks, loads of Taylor content, and we'll hear from all the fans as well. It's a big day for Swifties. So look, just bear that in mind coming out of work this evening or whatever the case may be, get Spin on from 5. We'll play one of the ones from the last few years now, though. It's Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero. Spin. I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser. Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 7:45 on a Friday morning. Welcome to the weekend. I'd mentioned for the first time in forever, I'm off to the cinema tonight.
For the first time in forever. It's not that, is it?
Da, da, da. What's that from? Frozen?
That's Frozen.
Yeah. I'm off to the cinema tonight. I'm going to see the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Very
it's
exciting.
To be excellent. I'm heading to the Nook Grove Cinema to check out their couches. And
my
can't
friend
wait.
Is really into his movies and he gave it 5 stars.
Really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was saying my brother is very hard to please and he said it was excellent as well. Okay, so this is the clip. Basically, we're playing you a 1 second clip from a movie. Your job is to identify it based on that 1 second clip. I realise that sounds pretty impossible, but it's won every single time. This is the clip this morning.
That's my sugar.
Dave's a bit stumped on this
one. I have no idea.
That's my sugar.
But Robin thinks she knows. What are you up to this morning?
Just on my way to work.
What do you do, Robin?
I'm in marketing.
Robin, the marketer. Marketer, yes.
What could we do differently to market ourselves better, Robin?
Be yourself.
Be yourself. That's very good marketing advice. All right, Robin, this is the clip of the movie.
That's my sugar.
What is that movie? Please put me out of my misery.
I mean, it's a wild guess. Probably wrong, but Big Mama, I don't know.
What Big Mama's house, is it? That was
yeah, Big Mama's house.
Big Mama's movie. House.
Let's check if you're right.
That's my sugar. Oh, you better put that nasty-ass tongue back in your mouth or rip it out. Yes, ma'am.
Hey!
Oh, my God. Robin, unbelievable. Oh, that's so good. Congratulations. You are off to the cinema on us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. I've only seen the second one of that movie.
Oh, that makes no sense.
I've never seen the first one. I've only seen Big Mama's House 2.
Oh, it's so good. Trying to Catch a Criminal. The days where, like, dressing up as a woman was, like, White Chicks was big at the time as well. It was, like, the thing to do for
class.
Comedy.
Oh, yeah, Martin Lawrence.
Mrs. Doubtfire in there as well. It was all around the same era of, like, around to the year 2000.
Very good.
Robin, well done. Fair play.
Congrats, Robin.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Talk to you later. Put that on your list now, Dave. Big Mama's House.
Yeah, man. It's going straight on it.
That was my time where, you know, you're at that age. It came out in the year 2000, so I probably watched it when I was like 9 or 10 and just thought it was the funniest thing.
It was
in
good,
world.
In fairness.
Yeah, but when you're at that age where you're like, this is absolutely
so
like,
bold.
So bold. And White Chicks as well. It's around the same time I was like, I am so grown up right now. Do you know what I'm watching right now, guys? White Chicks. Here's Ed Sheeran. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's a big morning for Ticketmaster. It's a big morning for fans. Tickets for so much going on sale this morning. Calvin
What's
Harris.
Going on? Okay.
He plays Marley Park, of course, next summer. Tickets for that on sale this morning. He's also doing Belfast in August of next year. That's pre-sale this morning.
Okay.
Then you have Teddy Swims, who everyone seems to love, young and old. Like, both my aunties from different sides of my family are obsessed with Teddy Swims. He's going on sale this morning. Amble have announced another big gig at St. Anne's Park next summer, and they've sold out all of their 3 arenas and their big Belfast gigs this winter. They're going on sale this morning.
My God. Big morning. Not one of them would I be buying tickets to.
Not even Amble.
No.
Really?
Not much interest, really.
Really, yeah. I'd like to see them.
I do like an outside gig, though.
Yeah, no, fact, yeah. And I think the Marley Park Calvin Harris gig will be brilliant if Longitude a few years ago is anything to go by.
Yeah, fair enough.
Specifically for him as well. Because you know what I mean? We were all kind of raised on Calvin Harris. I'd say you'll have a few people like, you know, it won't be like Longitude where it's very young.
I've seen Calvin Harris at Longitude and I still think like it's great and he has some great tunes, but I will never be able to get out of my head that they're just clicking play.
You don't think he's mixing, you know what I mean? Live? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure he is, but like the song sounds exactly the same. I'm like, why would you mix it live? If I had a song like that, I wouldn't mix it live.
You already mixed it.
Yeah, I've already mixed it. Like,
so why don't you do it again?
What's the point?
Good point.
Do you know what I mean?
So you could do with bringing a few dancers out or something just for a bit of entertainment.
Yeah, a bit of fire or something.
Yeah, fair enough. Dublin.
1038. Dublin.
In the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
How's it going? How are you?
Hey, good morning. What's going on? So we have once a year you'll hear us talking about the radio awards.
Oh, yes.
Are happening in Kilkenny tonight. That's why myself and Callum are leaving after work to drive down. And it's like an hour and a half drive. And you kind of dress up and you wear like a tux and things like that.
It's the one time a year normally, that's actually why just this year I'm not going to go, but like every other year it's the one day a year you get your makeup done, get your hair done.
Yeah.
Have the fancy dress, all that.
What's the top line of the Imros? What's that thing they say? It's the Oscars of Irish radio.
Yeah.
But I've got a tux, right? I went into Collar and Cuff there in Phibsborough and they sorted me out with a tux and it's all black. And you think, oh yeah, that's what a tuxedo is, David. I'm talking all black. We're talking black jacket, black shirt, black bow tie, black pants, and here we go. Are you ready? All thanks to Collar and Cuff and Fibs, Brett. I am wearing shoes.
Oh my God. What? Sorry, what have this place done to you?
Shoes, lads.
No matter what goes
on. Not runners, not white shoes, not white runners, black shoes.
Is that like the first school shoes?
Not, they're not school shoes, they're tuxedo shoes.
Come on.
They are shiny and they are new and they are gorgeous.
Dave goes to weddings and runners. Is your mother, is your mother thrilled? Like,
it's such a, it's like a slag. Yeah. Like, Dave goes to weddings and runners.
How happy is Granny, your mother, that you're wearing shoes?
Very, very happy, but no more, like, not as happy as my girlfriend.
I was about to say, because I've seen photos of you in the suit and you look unreal.
Thank you very much.
You look sexy.
Thank you very much.
So I think you're going to have to get, Pippa's not going to be able to keep her hands off. You're going to have to get her down to Kilkenny somehow tonight.
Yeah, it's a, well, she's travelling.
I was going to say, like, when do you have to give the suit back? Another day out of it?
Yeah, I might get another day. I feel like...
we're out on a date tomorrow night with Pippa when you get back.
What is that episode of Friends where Ross, like, comes in the sailor's outfit to pick up Rachel? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
arrive in full tuck. And as soon as she sees the shoes, she'll just run at me. I'll wear nothing but the shoes.
Ask them, can you keep the shoes? You'll be thrilled. You'll be sorted for ages.
Hey, it's Tay-Day on Spin.
Give it up for Taylor Swift.
You ready? Oh my God, here we go. It is a big day. It's Taylor Swift's day. Ooh. It's Tay-Day. We're calling it on Spin. A full hour of Taylor hits from 5 o'clock this evening. We're going to play some of the album tracks. We're going to do some of the classics. The brand new album, Life of a Showgirl, is out today. Callum!
We just got a message in from Vitor. Good morning, Vitor. Hello. But I don't know if he's listening to us because he just said, no listening to Emma, Dave and Fiona today. It's Taylor's album day priorities.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, that's a bit rude.
Absolutely it is. Fair enough.
Because we're celebrating Tay-Day here all day. Yeah. We're about to play one of the brand new songs. Vitor, you don't need to go anywhere.
And trust us, no one's as excited as Callum.
No one
this.
Is excited.
No one.
Why listen to a full album when you could hear a song maybe once an hour?
Hey, you've got to break it up a little bit with a bit of Lewis Capaldi.
I know, I am looking forward to hearing this. Apparently it's all crack. There's no sad songs on this.
Really?
Nope. Yeah, it's all just
I'm into it now.
It's happy and buzzy and great crack. So check this out. One of the lead singles from the album, Taylor Swift. This is called The Fate of Ophelia.
Not a banger yet.
Not quite, but we'll give it a chance. Happy day for Happy Day, Swifties. What? I heard you calling.
You saved my heart from the fate of Ophelia.
Okay, fine, I love it.
It's so good.
Fine.
That was excellent.
Do you know why? And like, Taylor Swift's amazing. There's no doubt about it. She's the most famous singer-songwriter in the world. Grant. I think sometimes when people are so popular, I'm like, oh. Do you know what I mean?
It's very hard to make music when you're that popular.
Exactly.
Because like people are looking for your downfall.
Exactly.
That to me is excellent.
It is. And do you know why I like it so much? I looked up the spoilers. All the spoilers.
How do you spoil? You love a spoiler so much, but how do you spoil an album?
I've just figured out everything that song means and what it's about. So right. Ophelia, it's a reference to Hamlet. Okay. So this is from my English Kings and Queens. I studied English in college. This is cool. And basically Ophelia in Hamlet, it's a bit of a tragic end for her. Things aren't working out well in Ophelia's love life. However, right. Taylor's alluding to the fact that her fate could have been like Ophelia's until Travis stepped in.
Interesting.
And now it's all being it's all about being pulled back from despair, finding hope and rewriting a story that was supposed to end in tragedy.
Do you think it's already got more streams right now than the Lumineers' Ophelia has?
Would you check, Callum?
Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind ever since the flood. What a tune,
and
by
that's
the way.
Been around for so many years. That's been out since then.
I'd say Taylor's Ophelia, whatever that song that was, has gotten more streams now
and
already.
It's been out for 8 hours in Ireland.
I'd be fuming if I was the Lumineers.
We'll come back to you on the Lumineers stats, will we, Callum?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Very good stuff, though. I am converted.
Yeah,
I will
it's
give
very good.
The album a full listen today. And remember, we're going to play loads of Taylor all across the day at Spin. And at 5 o'clock, we're going full ham. A full hour of Taylor classics and album tracks. That's at 5 o'clock this afternoon with Jess. Make sure you're with her. It's going to be like a real Swifties moment hearing from loads of fans and stuff as well. So yeah, make sure to have Jess on playing nothing but Taylor on the way home from work this afternoon. Now though, the number one song in the country, Olivia Dean, this is Man I Need. It's Spin. Olivia Dean, number one in the country. She'll have her week in the sun and then Taylor's going to take over. That'll be the end of that, no doubt about it. Olivia Dean is her name. The track is called Man I Need. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 8:15, what's the crack?
Very exciting moment because this is the part of the show where I rank some of my favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like Phineas and Ferb songs. Mm. I've done things like transition sounds between Two and a Half Men scenes.
A highlight, Fran quotes from Love Hate.
Fran quotes from Love Hate were a good one. I think you're going to all enjoy this one. Does anyone know what date it is?
It's what day?
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Hey! I welcome you to Dave Ranks, Lines from Mean Girls.
I have to apologise, I thought you were genuinely asking me the date.
October 3rd is Mean Girls Day. That is where everyone should watch Mean Girls. It is a fantastic movie. It's got a real cult following, and it's just... I feel like it's one of those movies that was released and then movies just stopped being funny.
Yeah, and we have to, let's just not really mention the remake, the musical remake.
Oh, God, I didn't watch it, but I heard terrible things.
No,
incredible cast, like so good. Lindsay Lohan, and you had Tina Fey, who I love, who's fantastic. You want to play Regina George and all of them. Yeah, all of them. Fantastic. So I welcome you to Dave Rank's Mean Girls Lines and Quotes. Some of these... maybe risque. I did not run them past producer Callum. So I may be given out to.
That's okay.
But
you take
I think,
the risk
I think you're going to enjoy. Let's go for fifth place. This is where Katie and her friend Karen, who may be seen as a little bit thick, are having a little chat. And Katie's kind of asking her, what kind of talents does Karen have? And Karen says this.
I'm kind of psychic. I have a fifth sense. What do you mean? It's like I have ESPN or something. My breasts can always tell when it's gonna rain. Really? That's amazing. Well, they can tell when it's raining.
Brilliant.
Her breasts always can tell when it's gonna rain. Well, they can tell when it's raining.
Yeah.
I like it. Fifth place on Dave Rank's Lines from Mean Girls. In fourth place is just one of the most iconic bits of the movie where we are introduced to Regina George.
Regina George is flawless. She has two Fendi purses and a silver Lexus.
I hear her hair is insured for $10,000.
I hear she does car commercials in Japan.
Her favorite movie is Varsity Blues.
One time she met John Stamos on a plane.
And he told her she was pretty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
Brilliant. In fourth place Dave Rank's Mean Girls line. Describing Regina George, incredible. Very, very iconic, but it's not in the top three. We go into the top three of Dave Rank's Mean Girls quotes, and it's genuinely one of my favourite quotes from anything. Mm. It was nearly my yearbook quote until my school cheaped out and said, you're not allowed to have yearbook quotes.
Boo!
Number three is this.
I just wish we could all get along like we used to in middle school. I wish that I could bake a cake made out of rainbows and smiles and we'd all eat and be happy.
She doesn't even go here.
Do you even go to this school?
No. I just have a lot of feelings.
I just have a lot of feelings.
So
and she doesn't even go here. Art, mwah, chef's kiss. Incredible. Doesn't make the top two, though. Into second place of Dave Rank's lines from Mean Girls is a very, very quick line. It's kind of a throwaway line. Mm. It's from one of the best characters in the show, or in the movie, called Janice. And it's this.
Nice wig, Janice. What's it made of?
Your mom's chest hair.
Perfection. 4 seconds
She's
of perfection.
She's so good. She's just amazing. But it's not... the best line. The best line comes when...
Don't upset me. Don't upset
I'm
me.
I'm worried what you think it is.
It better be... well, I say what I want it to be.
I'll tell you. You tell me after.
Right.
Okay, in first place is a line from a teacher.
Ah!
The teacher is not Tina Fey. It is...
your man.
The sexual education...
yes.
...teacher.
Yeah.
And he has some very sound advice for the kids of the school.
Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die. Don't have sex in the missionary position. Don't have sex standing up. Just don't do it. Promise? Okay, everybody take some rubbers.
Brilliant.
What's your line?
Oh, man. Anybody need some snacks?
Some snacks again.
A condom.
I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom.
Exactly. You're doing great, sweetie. Oh, that was excellent. Bring it on. Is everyone watching Mean Girls Day then?
Yeah,
yes.
I hope so.
I'd imagine
Mean Girls Day. Happy Mean Girls Day to all who celebrate. I'm definitely in trouble.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chapel Roan and the Subway. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. I'm going out with an English man. You can judge me all you want. He's lovely.
He is a very nice man. I can confirm.
Thank you. He, to this day, even though he's lived here for 6 months, calls the Lewis the Tube.
Oh, for God's sake. Never mind. I'm sorry. I take it back. I hate him.
I know. He's like, can you pick me up from the Tube? I'm like, the Lewis! Anyway, we're soon going to have a Tube essentially of our own. Big news yesterday that permission has finally been granted. This is in the works for like 25 years. Dublin's Metrolink will connect the city centre to the airport up as far as Swords and all the rest. So it was all confirmed by on Commissioner Planola.
Isn't it amazing? It'd be great as a European city to be getting the Subway. I don't think any other European city
has none. We're very much ahead of ahead of the game, I would say. isn't it great that we finally got it? Well, approved. It's going to take at least 10 years, I would imagine, and imagine all the delays and everything as well. So maybe something that our kids or grandkids might enjoy sometime in the future.
Yeah, I'd say more that like that.
It's going to take a long time, but we have to just call a spade a spade. I don't think it's any coincidence. It can't be. That Irish Radio have played Chapel Roan's song, The Subway, so heavily over the last number of weeks, and all of a sudden, we finally have our permission for our Metrolink.
Oh, you think it was kind of like that messaging?
Oh, I think, everybody on the way to work going, oh, this
subliminal messaging.
What they all want is the Subway. I think it was manifested.
Okay.
Callum and I did some research yesterday. Do you want to hear an interesting stat?
I do.
Over the last 2 weeks, over the last 4 weeks, Irish Radio, collectively, have played Chapel Roan's song, The Subway, approximately 2,500 times.
This is not a good stat, especially if we want to like keep radio alive.
I would say Spin can take majority of that credit. Yeah. So if you would like
I'd say
to
our
thank
show
us,
can take that credit.
Our phone lines are open, 087-711-103. If you want to thank us for the finally getting permission for this Metrolink, tell us all the praise. It's all down to us. And I think with this in mind, we can manifest other things that we want via our playlist. Mm. So I have some playlist suggestions of what to bring back, what to add, what to play more heavily. First and foremost, this. When we run up, jump. Watch me running up the place. We're all obsessed at the moment. Blackpink and Jump. Get it on more. Play
like
it back to back.
Yeah, it's good.
Reason being, that whitewater rafting site remains redundant. Can we just make it the largest outdoor trampolining site in Europe?
Ooh, interesting.
Great check. Just jump. This one, bring it back. Driver's license, Olivia Rodrigo. Can we just get back to the days when you just did your theory test, right? And then you suddenly were on the road. No 10 lessons.
That time in the 80s where they just passed everyone because there was too much people on
they passed me.
The list.
I didn't have to do 10 lessons.
I didn't either.
Oh, did you not?
Okay, no, but I still had to do a test, like.
Could you drive in your provisional license?
Yeah, but with someone in the car.
No, I never had that.
Oh my God.
I was just like, you did something in writing, off you go, have fun.
That's mad.
None of this dragging your mom around with you for 2 years.
Oh yeah, no, I had to drag mom around for a while. Like.
Okay. This song, it's new from Ed Sheeran's new album Play. It's called Camera. When everything is black and white, you're colored. Can we just introduce a ban on any front-facing cameras or photos in pubs or any outdoor events?
What do you mean? No selfies in pubs?
No, selfies fine, front-facing no. Let people be anonymous a little bit more, I feel.
Sorry, explain what you mean, front-facing cameras. What do you mean?
So taking a photo like this of a group in a pub, yeah?
And yeah.
Clearly in the background of that photo.
Oh.
A bit more anonymous on nights out, I feel. And the final one. You're taking me out. We just kind of moved on from it. But I think this could be a nice little way if we keep the messaging around playing that song to a national holiday for just doing nothing. Just an ordinary day.
An ordinary day I do enjoy. That would be great. Yeah. So everyone has to do nothing.
If you want to thank us for the Metrolink, just give us a shout. No problem whatsoever. We'll do our best for you. Lady Gaga now in the Dead Dance at Spin.
It's not a hen. It's not a stag. It's a hag.
Oh, we're buzzing. Next Thursday, it's all happening. Actually, God, can you imagine how in bits we're going to be next Friday morning.
Oh no.
This day next week.
Oh, we should get that off.
We'll be literally here after Fiona's hag do that we're throwing for her ahead of her wedding. She's getting married in a few weeks' time. Said she wasn't going to have a hen. We weren't having that. So we're throwing her a hag do, which is a mix of a stag and a hen.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely unbelievable. Starting with the Liffey Cruise, thanks to Dublin Grey Cruises, hosted by Dame Stuffy. Axe throwing at Game of Thrones at Smithfields. Drinks at Hen Games into the evening. And we got a party bus as well from Elite Limos with karaoke ferries to all destinations. We're not just telling you this to brag.
Yeah.
We want you there.
We absolutely do. And the other thing to say is don't give yourself FOMO as well. This is a free night out on a Thursday. It's lovely. So if you want to message us at any point to try and get yourself on the guest list. Just send us over the word hag and we'll send our girl Fiona off in style. On to try and get on guest list is Marius this morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just arrived to work.
Oh, very nice. Marius, have you ever seen the Tony Cantwell video where he's making fun of posh people names and he says, if they have them, Marius...
No.
Oh, crap. Damn it. Well, that there goes your chances. You're not coming to the hag. Sorry, Marius.
Any crack for the day?
Not much.
No, just work.
Expecting rain only.
I know. The big storm on the way. I think Dublin's okay for now, but yeah, parts of the country you're going to get a battering. We also have Faye standing by there. How are you this morning?
Morning, Faye.
Yeah, morning. Good, thank you.
Yeah? You're dying to get yourself to Fiona's hag, too?
Yeah, dying to get out.
Oh. Yeah. Actually, you need a night, don't you? You need a night out.
Yeah, it's been way too long.
Yes, fair enough.
I'd like to come in and celebrate for Fiona.
Oh, good on you. That sounds...
And her mother's English, so she'll be in good, you know, good company, yeah. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, yes,
Faye, what part of the UK are you from?
Lancashire.
It's
a lovely accent you got there. Listen, Marius was on first, so what we're going to do here, guys, is we are literally, we've 10 doors in front of us. There is a hag behind one door and hens behind the others. This is literally a game of chance. Choose a door, any number between 1 and 10, and look for the hag. Just so you know, this is the hen sound.
So you don't want that.
You don't want that. What you want is this. An awful old hag.
Okay, very nice.
Marius, choose any number of your choice.
Number three.
We don't want that. That's
we
the
don't
hen.
Want that. Okay.
All right, Faye, over to you.
Seven.
Lucky number seven. It's never seven on this show. It's
sure
never
isn't.
Ever seven. Let's go for another one. Marius, over to you.
Nine.
Good call on nine. No good.
Well,
this time,
it nearly was a good call. Right, we're back over to Lancashire. Faye, pick a number.
10.
Number 10. There she is.
Ooh, yes, Faye. Congratulations. You are coming to Fiona's Hagdo.
Lovely. Thank you so much, guys.
Who are you going to bring on?
I might bring my friend, Lily.
Brilliant. Nice. Can't wait to see you. It's all happening next week. Marius.
Yeah.
Do you want to... You sound sad, Marius.
Marius, do you want to come... do you want to come too as my guest?
Do you want to come anyway, Marius?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marius, congratulations. You're also coming to Fiona's hag.
Yep.
There was absolutely no point in that game we just played. We've wasted your time, our time,
Faye's
the listeners' time.
Yeah,
everyone's
time.
You're both coming to the hag. We'll see you next Thursday. We can't wait.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Get yourself on the guest list. It's going to be a great night. I can't wait. Well, one for the Liffey cruise. We're going to have to do little weather updates as well, just to check, you know, will it be cold and nippy on the
I'd say you should
cruise?
Do that. I'd say you should be up the top of the boat now, just giving updates on the weather.
No, I mean ahead of it, so we know whether to bring coats or not.
I thought you meant like live updates. We go now to the boat on
that
the Liffey.
Is a cloud.
I'm just looking at the weather so far in the next couple of days. Obviously, it is a week out, but so far... no rain.
Okay. Nice, cool.
Looking dry. Highs of 14.
Guys, okay, not bad.
Can we imagine the lovely, lovely pics we're going to get in the Liffey on the cruise? Nice.
And Fiona loves a bit of Titanic as well. Dave, you can recreate.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm not recreating. End of Titanic on the boat.
I'm king of the world.
Oh,
kind
I will
of
do
vibe.
That.
I'm doing all my boxing at the moment. I wonder will my axe throwing be a little bit stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Than it has
good
been.
Shout.
And I've always been good at drinks and hen games. There's no training needed for that, really.
Definitely writing it in the diary, Emma, weather reports every 15 minutes from the hag.
On the boat,
yeah.
And as for the karaoke, you know I sing like an angel, so we're laughing. Bring it on, and if you want to come, at any point, messages over the word hag, you never know, you could get guest list. And as we said, it's happening for free next Thursday, sending our Fiona off in style. We've no doubt she's probably trying to find a wedding dress this morning, that's why she's off. And Fiona, I was just looking there online, I follow loads of the people who were in the traitors on Instagram
now. Oh, I specifically didn't follow them because I knew in 3 weeks I wouldn't care about them anymore.
Oh, David.
What? Is that bad to say?
No, I know what you mean. It's like the Love Islanders, I guess, when you follow them and then after a few weeks you're like, yeah, I don't know anymore. But like, wasn't Paddy, did you say, Callum in town yesterday doing some event?
Yeah, he was at the opening of a new apartment hotel.
Oh, okay. My God. Yeah. Is he getting paid for that?
Hashtag like? Gifted it was.
It was gifted.
Yeah. Oh, you'd imagine.
Paulie's doing hashtag gifted.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's
sake. No, he's dead right to make his few quid. But
he's not making a few quid, though. He got it for free. Like, I'd say he'd much rather just stay in Limerick.
Give him his sandwiches.
Yeah.
But it's always just that way. Didn't Greg, who was on Love Island, say similar, that you come out of Love Island, you have so much hype.
Yeah, and then it just dies.
All fizzles away. And it's kind of a hard thing to get back to normal then, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd imagine. I hope no one like on the chart is like quit their job, especially because like Ireland's quite a small place. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not really a place you can be famous for the rest of your life because you were on one TV show.
Yeah. I mean, some of them might get some new gigs out of it and stuff, which is great. But like, you just kind of wonder, like, it was so hyper, and then everyone just kind of moves on.
I hope Oyen becomes a detective.
Yes.
That should be the new.
She's bought an iPad. I saw that she bought an iPad.
Thank you for that. See, I don't need to follow him.
I follow Oyen on Instagram as well, and she's such a big gamer. She had a games night the other night.
Right.
Looked like the crack in her house. All her friends around playing Nintendo, eating popcorn. Happy days.
Okay, very cool.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up
with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Guys, breaking news just in.
Go on.
He's coming back.
Oh, for the love of God.
Again.
What?
Pitbull cannot get enough of this country.
Are we the only country that goes to see him or something?
He played that gig, I'm going to say, was that last year, Callum, now? And
no,
then announced
this year.
He's been here twice this year alone.
I saw him in March this year, then he was back in the summer, and now he's back next
the winter.
Year.
Yeah. He's coming all year round for every single season in Ireland.
Guys, I have to be clear, right? Marley Park has, what, 3 gigs a year apart from Longitude?
Yeah.
We already have Calvin Harris and Pitbull confirmed. It's looking good.
Sorry, that's Pitbull, really good. It's Marley Park.
It's Marley Park.
Oh, I'm just looking at this. Pitbull, he's playing Belfast on the 30th of June, Marley Park on the 7th of July, and then he's going to Limerick on the 8th of July.
Mother of God. Country's Pitbull. Going bald.
Sorry, you know the way I live close to Marley Park? I can't wait to see all the bald caps heading down
he's
to that
be
gig.
Out on the street selling the bald.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
Dally.
Other gig news today. Excuse me. Is anyone else a bit shook about Boyzone announcing their return but literally not announcing an Irish gig and saying that they won't either?
Why wouldn't they?
They're just saying, no, we're just doing London. I just don't get it. Like, Jack Keating, who works
here... Aren't
they
here, Irish?
Yeah.
They're not doing an Irish gig?
Nope, just London. I know, it's annoying, isn't it?
What the hell? Get on to Jack Keating there. What's his dad doing?
So Jack Keating, who works here at Spin, he is Ronan Keating's son, right? And he was on air a few weeks ago at the weekend, and I met him in here, and he said, I have a call at my dad now. And I was like, oh, cool, you talk to your dad, that's nice. And he was like, no, like on the radio. And I was like, oh, cool, what's he saying? He was like, oh, we need to address these rumours about a Boyzone return. And I was like, surely you know if it's happening. And he was like, I genuinely don't. So, and Ronan on the phone was like, nah, it's not happening. Lied to his own son. Anyway, no Irish gig.
What the... That'll be... It has to be announced.
They're kind of really putting a statement, though, saying we want everyone to come to London and celebrate.
Oh, for God's sake.
But I look what Westlife did and the success they had when they made their return. I know that maybe Boyzone weren't as big,
but... You make your bed now, Ronan. You made your bed. I won't be coming. I wouldn't have gone to anyway.
Would you not?
No. I haven't even watched the documentary.
Oh, the documentary is really good. I want it that way. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Larger than life. All I have to give.
Yeah, no, they've good songs, like.
Mm.
But yeah.
You're happy for them to just stick in London?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Stay there.
Yeah. Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
On the show this morning on 087711038, I want you to tell me, is my friend Nick a bad friend? And I will tell you why.
I will say yes. I don't even know the story, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay, so we've been talking about a little bit on the show today that the Radio Awards are tonight in Kilkenny.
Yes.
Big drive, about an hour and a half away from the city.
Hey guys, it's like the Oscars of Irish radio, you know?
I famously do not drive. I'm a 32-year-old man, has never been behind the wheel.
Stop saying that with a smile on your face.
No, I know.
And the shock of our lives when he failed his theory test.
Yeah, I love Dublin Bus so much. So I don't drive, and Nick, our friend, also our boss, said to me that he would drive me there and back. It's a tradition that we have. We've done it for the last 5 or 6 years. It's been great.
Callum's saying the sentence. He lives up your way as well, though, doesn't he?
Yes.
Like, he's up north side, yeah.
He lives out in...
Callum's saying the sentence, Nick, our friend, and also our boss, will just tell you everything you need to know about producing.
Exactly.
Nick says now he's going to drive me to the Radio Awards tonight, well, this afternoon, which is great, but tomorrow morning He is no longer going to drive me home.
Okay.
Because we get a hotel there, which is very nice. He is not going to be staying overnight anymore because he has to go back home.
Because he's a big dry.
I think because he has kids.
Because he's boring. No, he does have kids, and his wife has to go out early tomorrow morning to pick some things up. So Nick has to be home to look after the kids.
Right, fair.
So Nick has said now he is not going to drive me home. And he said that Dave would drive me home.
Well, we
kind of had the chat and Dave said, oh yeah, I'll drive Callum home, but I'm only going to drop him in Rathmines because that's where Dave lives. I'm not going out to Santry.
Yeah, like why would I drive all the way out to Santry? I have no reason to.
Which is fine. I'm not saying that you're the bad friend because you...
It's miles out of your way, in fairness. Yeah. And you're going to be a little bit tender tomorrow. You need to just get to bed.
So I live in Santry and Nick lives in Finglas. But it's the fact that Nick has kind of dropped out at the last minute for me and I keep calling him a bad friend and now he keeps saying to me that I'm being mean to him. So I want your thoughts today on... Do you think that I have the right for Nick to be the bad friend? Because it's the fact, it's the last minute situation and then he's gotten together, he's cobbled up a plan, which isn't really helping me out.
But
the
this is what is, Nick does.
Yeah.
Like you as a friend of Nick should know what Nick is like. And Nick is airy-fairy, he's gone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, here's the thing.
He changes his mind like that.
You're going to get parents on side here straight away who are like, look, that's just the way it has to be. If you've got kids, you have to mind whatever, fair enough. But it's the fact that the plan was changed last minute. That's what's annoying. And I think you're disappointed as well because you'd normally kind of have a roomie and, you know, you'd have the crack with Nick. So I think you're disappointed.
You can't be disappointed.
Well.
You don't drive. It's not on him.
Because he promised that he would bring
you back.
He
was doing you a favour and now he can no longer do the favour. You're not in a position to be like, that's not fair.
And you
don't drive in the first place.
Here's a question. Is Dave a bad friend for saying I'm not dropping you to Santry?
No, hell no.
I'm actually rating Dave as a good friend for jumping in at the last minute and say I will at least bring you back into Dublin then you can make your way back in there.
That's fair enough, I think.
So do you think, is Nick a bad friend because he's not bringing me home anymore?
You want to be able to... 7-11-103. You want to have the backing of Dublin behind you and you can spam him with like abuse this morning, is that it?
Yeah.
He'll do a U-turn and actually end up changing his mind again?
I don't think so because this is to do with his kids and he loves his kids more than he hates me, which
also,
is fair enough.
That's also Nick's fault. He shouldn't have had kids. You know what I mean? It's totally his fault.
Is Nick a bad friend? 087-711-103. Get your voice notes over on WhatsApp and I just think Callum's just a bit hurt that he doesn't have his
I guarantee
tonight.
This is going to change. I mean, no, Dave's a bad friend because he won't drive in the Santry. No, I won't.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I guarantee that will come in. Asking you this morning if our boss Nick is a bad friend to Callum. Really, the reason being that the radio awards are on tonight in Kilkenny. Nick is bringing Callum down. They were going to room together and Nick was going to bring him home the next day, but Nick has then changed his mind. His wife has to go and do something tomorrow morning, so Nick has to go home after the awards tonight.
He can't
bring Callum home.
And bear in mind that Nick and Callum live close by. Callum's in Santry, Nick's in Finglas, so it was perfect. He was going to get a spin home, Callum was, to the door tomorrow morning.
And the option that Nick has arranged is for Dave to bring me home, which is really nice, but Dave's only going to drop me in Rathmines because
in mind,
he's not going to Santry.
Dave didn't have a choice in this. He was just told Dave will drive you back,
Nick
Callum.
Was just like, Callum, Callum's going in your car.
So I think Nick is a bad friend because he's bailed on me and then he's given me a option which isn't the ideal option.
Exactly. You're stuck. Now, we were asking what you think of this. Is Nick a bad friend or just general thoughts? Darren, what do you want to say to Callum?
Oh, Callum, well, you chose the public transport life.
Yeah.
So stick to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick has got his family to look after. He's not being a bad friend.
Yeah.
So he's bringing you there, so...
Are you saying that I should even just get public transport from Kilkenny, that I shouldn't even take a lift from Dave tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree, Darren. I totally agree.
Yeah, you chose the public transport. That's your bed. You lie
in it. You chose that life, you lie in it. I'll go buy a car.
You do love a train, Callum. I'd say you get the train up and down.
Yeah, you can get the train into Euston.
And walk to Sandry.
And Lewis to Connolly. And then I get a bus.
Thanks, Darren.
No problem.
Good luck, man.
Catch you later. I
actually think Nick might be a bad friend to me after all this for just volunteering me to drive him home.
Louise was in touch too.
Slightly controversial, Callum. You could still come home with Nick tonight rather than coming home tomorrow and save yourself the hotel room as well.
Who's this now? Who's that?
That's
a very smart lady right there.
Now, Louise, this is
and
something.
You're in the nice hotel tonight, so I could take your room then.
I would miss out on the hotel breakfast, and I'm not missing out on the hotel breakfast.
I knew it. I knew this was going
to
come up.
It had to be the
putting.
Fella's going to have one drink and be like, I'm going to bed. All he's
Nick's
there
getting,
for is the
Nick's
second
getting
breakfast.
Baiting on air. You're bringing his personal life onto the show. Dave's coming across like a horrible man, even though he's not. All because you want a few sausages in Kilkenny.
Give me the breakfast potatoes.
No, I'm sorry.
Ridiculous.
I forgot this is what it came down to. The only reason you don't even, like, you'd be happy to go to bed. You're not even going to be like, you're a guy who's going to go to bed early enough. Just go home, you mad thing. You have a list. Leah, what do you think?
Nick is understandable. He has a child.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was me, I would have dropped, if I was Dave, I would have dropped Callum the whole way home.
I knew this was going to turn back on me. I knew there was going to be one. There's always one.
What's so annoying is
I haven't done anything wrong
Dave
here.
Dave never asked for any of this. He was living his own life, making his own plans, and I'm going to Kilkenny, then I'm going to drive home and I'm going to go to bed. All of a sudden, an hour extra was landed.
Yeah, but if you're a good friend, you know?
I never said I was a good friend.
He was put in the position of, well, I'm not doing it anymore, Nick says, so Dave, will you? And Dave's like, I'm not going to bloody Santry.
I'm already driving him all the way from Kilkenny to Rathmines. I'm like, I'm not even asking for petrol money.
Leah, what do you think of that?
I still wouldn't just drop him home.
All right.
But you know what, Leah? I'll drop him to your gaff and you can drop him to Santry.
No problem. That's all
I'm going to tell you. Perfectly. I'll see you tomorrow.
No problem.
See you, Leah.
There's so many different views on this. Callum only wants the breakfast. Now the tables are turning on him massively. Callum doesn't drive, his problem. Nick is a bad friend. It's Nick's wife's fault. Dave's a bad guy.
If you go home with Nick and give me your nice hotel room, I will personally come over to Santry one of the days next week and make you breakfast.
That sounds like a good deal. Neil is there as well. You've something you want to say to Callum, I believe.
Oh my God. Get a car, learn to drive yourself.
Incredible. I couldn't have put it better myself.
Neil said, as a fellow Englishman, I'm ashamed of you.
Neil, we're meant to be brothers here. They're two English boys.
Brothers in arms.
Yeah.
Brothers, no way. I was driving when I was 17. Learn to drive. Jesus, man, grow up.
Grow up. Neil, that's perfect. We'll send that on to Nick. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. This in as well.
Sorry, Callum. No driver's license. No opinion.
Fantastic.
This has backfired.
This is an incredible show.
Wow.
I'm in such a good mood, I may even drive him to Santry.
After his hotel. All right, I think Nick's definitely off the hook anyway. Dave, you're safe. Callum,
I'm putting him in the back in the booster seat.
As a fellow Englishman, I'm ashamed of you. It's brilliant. This has been.
Hey, it's Tay Day on Spin.
Give it up for Taylor Swift.
You ready?
As Dave said perfectly earlier, a great day for Swifties, not a great day for the non-Taylor Swift
fans. Bad day for the haters. Bad day.
She's everywhere today. We're doing a full hour of Taylor hits at 5 o'clock this afternoon with Jess. It's going to be great if you're a big Taylor Swift fan. This is the perfect soundtrack for you coming out of work. We'll play loads of the new album tracks and classics as well. With that in mind, there's only one thing we could really do for one more tune this week. We are all going for Taylor Swift songs, okay? Now, I've made it clear, I'm not the biggest Swiftie, but there are, without a doubt about it, several hits that you can't help but shake your hips to and flick your hair. And with that in mind, I'm going for my all-time favourite Taylor Swift song. It's Style. A bit of style on the radio from Taylor Swift on Tay Day on Spin. Just drop over Emma in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
This is one of my go-to karaoke songs whenever I am made to do karaoke. I just love it. It's good vibes and I liked the TikTok trend back in the day of the proposal. I've gone for Love Story. Just say yes to Love Story by voting Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay, Fiona is off today, but she is a big Swiftie, and she's left us this.
Oh my God, hey guys, happy Tay Day. Okay. I have gone for this.
I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh! Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
That's Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift, because I'm mad at you all for winning the golden ticket when I wasn't there. That is illegal and very rude. If you want that song to play, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Anyway, what else is going on with you? Nothing. Okay. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Callum, if you were in on this today, what would you have gone for?
Oh, I would have definitely have gone for something from 1989 as well. Style is a big one for me. New Romantics is an album track, but really good.
Okay. Very good. It is Tay Day at Spin. The new album is out. I am going today for a classic Taylor Swift song. It's Style. That's Emma in a WhatsApp if you want to hear it in full.
I've gone for Love Story. That's Dave in a WhatsApp if you want it to be the last song of the show.
And Fiona.
And she's gone for Look What You Made Me Do. If you want Fiona, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. I wish we could play all three.
I just know that we all think we've picked the best one.
I know. That's what's so hard about it. Get in touch now and choose your winner. Right, let's hand over to our producer, Callum, for our public roasting on Friday.
We haven't done this in ages. What a week it's been. Pitbull's just announced he's coming back to Ireland next year. The golden ticket was won yesterday.
Yay,
well and we're celebrating Taylor Swift all day on Spin. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
And it has been a while.
It has. And this week, Dave decided to walk out of the show this week when Fiona started talking about her dog again.
A bit of a...
Can I go?
No, you can head off. You're not going to enjoy. Yeah. A bit of a...
Oh my God, is he actually leaving the room?
Yeah.
Dave!
Why?
You can't do that.
If he doesn't appreciate my perfect, gorgeous angel girl, then it's fine.
Excellent.
It was a week where Emma got a bit tongue-tied with some of her words, as per usual.
As per usual, I was just about to say. She's not going to sample it. This is a new word I learned this morning. She's going to interpolate.
Interpolate.
Interpolate. It was just like those little kind of coats that look like gilets.
It was gilets.
You missed that one, Dave, because that was when you walked out the studio.
Gilets, the best a man can gain.
It's the gilets.
As my English teacher always said, never mock someone for learning a word from reading.
A gilet is a gilet.
I'm talking about Interpol.
Yeah, Interpol. No, that's the European police agency, yes. I think. Dave found a loophole in the girly quiz this week. He was asked to name a statue of a woman in Dublin that wasn't Molly Malone.
I think the Virgin Mary is a statue in Dublin somewhere. And you technically can't tell me I'm wrong. Because technically, that is true.
Callum?
He knows I'm right. It was a great moment. I got the point, by the way.
One of the most frustrating moments of my life. Because I knew I was caught and there's nothing I could do about it.
You should have seen her face when I mentioned
it. I was so mad.
The worst thing is, like, Emma was just expecting that the answer that you were going to say was Countess Markovic.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you said something completely wrong, she was like, what do I do? Callum, don't be asking the boy the question in the girly quiz. And finally, Emma named some Boyzone songs this morning.
Yeah!
I want it that way. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Larger than life. All I have to give.
Yeah, those famous Boyzone songs.
I love Boyzone songs.
No, they were the Backstreet Boys. I've been producing
Callum. I'd like to make a little point and say that neither of you copped it.
I wasn't
I was doing it. Dave, you were like, oh yeah.
I don't know.
You were agreeing.
I was like, yeah, fair enough.
I got a text from Michaela Hayes being like, you realise you just named five Backstreet
Listen,
Boys
I
songs.
Fake it till I make it. I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't know half the things you talk about on this show. I'm just like, yeah, no, totally agree, yeah.
I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of this week. It's nice to be back.
That was Absolutely. A good, that was a, well, actually, it was a bad week, like, in terms of mistakes.
So excellent worst bits.
Well done, us. Hey,
it's Tay Day on Spin.
Give it up for Taylor Swift.
You ready?
If you're a Swiftie, this is your day. Enjoy it.
Is it Tay-Day?
It is Tay-Day. Hey, very good.
Thank you.
We are playing so much Taylor Swift today and an exclusive hour from 5 to 6 of nothing but Taylor Swift. We're going to get through the album as well in there with all the classics. And with that in mind, we were celebrating with one more tune today. We decided, let's all back the girl. She needs the help. You know, she's not very famous.
Yeah, if anyone needs a bit of help to come up in the the ranks.
You need to kind of break these artists. I feel like it's kind of our responsibility to give people their day in the sun.
Very
and just
fair.
Get them a few screens for their streams for their dinner.
Of course.
So basically, I chose the Taylor Swift song Style, my favourite Taylor Swift song.
I chose Love Story, my favourite Taylor Swift song.
And
Fiona went for Look What You Made Me Do. And do you know what? It's nice to play the OG Taylor songs as well. We're allowed to now.
Yes.
She owns them. We don't have to play Taylor's version, although they're very good. But I can reveal the votes are split 60-30, 10%.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay.
Fiona came last with 10%. And with 60% of the vote today, wrapping off the show and starting the weekend. It's Mr. David Hammond with the best song you could probably say.
Yeah, it is so good. Lads, wish us luck in the Radio Awards. We're up for something. We may win it.
Okay,
we'll let you know.
Probably won't.
We probably won't.
We'll see you back here Monday when you wake up. Fiona will be back. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy it and happy Tay Day.
Tay Day.
Bye, love you, bye.
We were both young when I first saw you.